This is a registration for Dawson Smith, DAWSON, SMITS, date of service is 8-7-2024. Date of birth is 7-12-65, and date of accident is 4-22-2024. Patient was allegedly driving as a resident driver and was hit on a rear-ending accident, leading to headaches, fracture of the nose, brain injury, TBI, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, numbness, tingling of the second, third, fourth finger of the left hand with weakness. No radiation has been reported. No motor weakness is reported. The patient has had MRI and he is here for reviewing the MRIs. The pain level is between 4 and 5. Patient is able to lift his left arm up to 130 degrees of abduction easily without any pain. Forward flexion is also 130. ADLs are affected 4, and 80% release is reported by the patient. Patient is undergoing physical therapy and other conservative treatment, including medications. Please review the records for the ADL for system review, for additional history, substance abuse, and compliance history, and physical examination. Blood pressure is 110/80, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam and diagnosis are the same from previous visit, and it is dated 7/23/2024, dictation number 0728-006. Plan. The MRIs are available. We discuss with the patient in great length all the options that are available to him for treatment. That includes the conservative treatment, cervical spine stretching, as well as yoga, meditations, and physical therapy, acupunctures to traction of the cervical spine and lumbar spine. In the MRI, we found that patient has a bulging disc of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, and herniated disc of C5-6, bulging disc of C6-7, leading to bilateral neuroforaminal narrowing and stenosis. There is also a T1, T2, and T2-3 posterior disc bulge. Patient was informed in great detail. In the lumbar spine, there is a bulging disc of L3-4, L4-5, as well as L5-S1. Compression of both L5 nerve root, grade 1 anterior listhesis. The patient has been informed about these findings in great details. It has been advised that injection treatment may bring significant relief from inflammation, swelling, and the pain, and the patient will consider these offer. He also has a option of trying spinal cord stimulation device if injection treatments don't help. Thank you. Continues on the medication, which are Celebrex, 200 milligram daily for anti-inflammatory effect, Acifex, 100 milligram twice a day, Tylenol with codeine number 4, and for pain relief, Aleve, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder pain relief, Lyrica for further pain relief. Patient will return in 15 days time, and further discussions about his treatment options will continue.